Welcome back to the program. It's AMPM Sports, ESPN1005.com. So happy you were able to come and take a listen to us today on the audio archive page. Follow along on Twitter, as always, at AaronESPN1005, on Facebook, facebook.com/AaronMurett, M-E-U-R-E-T-T, facebook.com/AaronMurett, at AaronESPN1005 on the Twitter universe. You know, one thing about the Super Bowl that I've heard over the last couple of days, a concept that people have brought up. People are saying that Seattle has an advantage because they're young and they're coming into the game with a more free spirit, whereas maybe Peyton, who is the analyzer and the overachiever, the big preparer, him and the Broncos may come in too uptight, too overprepared, not acting enough like it's a normal game. Therefore, Seattle has an advantage because they're too stupid and too young to know that the game they are playing in is so significant. I think back to, and I don't buy this idea, because I think back to something that Mike McCarthy talked about when the Packers went to the Super Bowl and they were able to win. One of the things that has always stuck out to me from that week is people would ask him throughout the course leading up to the big game, Mike, are you nervous for the game? Are your players nervous? And his response was always, no, I'm not nervous because we're prepared. We have prepared ourselves for every situation, for the game, for the week leading up to the game. We have a plan in place. We know exactly what we want to do. And now all we have to do is go out and execute it. And I remember him saying that when you're prepared, you're not nervous. There's no reason to be. I mean, if you think about it like this, when you're in school, maybe you still are, and you have a big test, who are the kids who are nervous for those tests? They're the ones who don't study, the ones who aren't prepared. Listen, if you've prepared for a test and you have learned everything that you need to, what do you have to be nervous about? And the same thing translates into the Super Bowl. The team who is most prepared will be the one with less nerves going into it. I don't think that it's an advantage for Seattle. No, I'm picking the Seahawks, but I don't think it's an advantage that Seattle has zero players who have ever played in the game before. Because I think if you've been there, like Peyton has, this is his third trip, you know what to expect. You know from past experience what has worked and what hasn't. The thing you have to remember with Peyton Manning is that he has won a Super Bowl. He's also lost one. Now, he can go back and he can glean things from both of those games and look back and say, okay, the first Super Bowl I was in, I lost it. What could I have done differently? And you avoid that this week. And you avoid that come Super Bowl Sunday. Likewise, he can also look at the game that he's won and say, okay, what did I do in this game that worked? And what could I make an adjustment to that'll work even better this time around? And he's not the only one on Denver's team with some Super Bowl experience. John Fox, the head coach, has been in the Super Bowl and lost it as well. So I don't buy this notion that just because Seattle is young and too stupid to realize what's going on, that they have an advantage. I think it's the opposite, and I do believe that the team who is most prepared, which it has to be Peyton Manning, they have an advantage in the nerve factor and then the nerve category. Denver's a more veteran team. They know what it's like to play in big games. Some of them have been there before. Their head coach has been there before. And they know what to do and what not to. Probably more than Seattle does. Again, I still take Seattle in the game. Even though Denver has this advantage and they're overall a more rounded team, I just believe that in the NFL, even in the year 2014, that defense can still beat offense. given what we talked about in the first segment, if the officiating crew lets Seattle's secondary play without being flag happy. If that happens, it's over. Seattle's got it. I expect it to be a close game, and I think this is one of the hardest games in years to pick. And it's how a Super Bowl should be. You have the best team from the AFC, the best team from the NFC. Both of them were one seeds. There's no surprise team in here. They were clearly the best from week 1 through 17, and then throughout the playoffs, both of these teams were in their own conference. And they made it through the playoffs without incident. And you're watching the two best teams on Sunday go at it. And I think that's a very good thing. We haven't seen that for a while in the NFL. Not that other Super Bowls have been bad. They haven't been. But anytime you can get number one against number two, it's always better. Look at what all the outrage has been about in college football. There's been question marks of whether or not the national championship game is being played truly by the number one versus number two team in the country. No such questions can arise here. Both of these teams on Sunday were the best team in week one in their respective conference. They are still the best teams today. Their number one seeds show that. The fact that they're both in the Super Bowl shows it. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be fun to watch. Sam Decker came out as we switch gears here, and he was not happy after the Badgers' latest loss, this one coming at home in the Kohl Center to Northwestern. Decker came out. He had some comments for both himself and his teammates regarding what has been going on. Look, the Badgers start out 16-0, and since Big Ten play has started, they're 4-4. And 17-4 overall. 1-5 after starting out 16-0. Decker was not pleased. He said, I definitely think teams have been taking advantage of what we've been lacking, and that's been focused, being ready, and being prepared. And I guess I asked the question yesterday and said I just cannot wrap my brain around what's going on with this Badger team because they started out so well. How can you just fall off the face of the earth like they have? Decker says that they're being outworked, outfocused, and outprepared. Says these teams are coming in and punching us in the mouth and we're not punching back. It's as simple as that. We're being soft. We're being unaggressive. We're being the team that's lacking in all the categories that you need to win. Usually I'm the nicest guy up here, but it's just not acceptable right now what we're doing. We've got to be the exact opposite of what we've been the last few weeks, and it's got to start every day. You can't just come to the gym and think that we're going to be ready. Now, I don't know how much of this slide has fallen on Bo Ryan, but I can tell you this. For as good a coach as he is, when Decker says we're not prepared for these games, we're being outworked, we're being outfocused, and we're being outprepared. That to me, the things that fall under the category of being prepared falls on the shoulders of the head coach, because he is the one who has to make sure that they're prepared. And if what he's doing to prepare them for games is not working, something needs to change. He needs to do something differently. The one fault that I will give to Bo Ryan throughout his time in Wisconsin is his inability to adjust to certain things. When something doesn't work, they continue to pound their head up against the wall looking for a different result, and they generally don't get it. And don't get me wrong, Bo Ryan is a very good coach. One of the top three coaches in Wisconsin sports. I mean, throughout the entire state. But there are certain things that he does not do well. Adjusting to things that are not working is one of them. And Sam Decker did not take any shots at Bo Ryan, but Decker's had enough of the pathetic play that the Badgers have been putting forth recently, saying it's not acceptable what we're doing. Called the team soft, unaggressive. The disappointing thing for this Badger team, I mean, and somebody else talked about it, is one of the assistant coaches said, listen, when you go around the country and you hear about Wisconsin basketball, one of the things that our program is known for is that we work hard. We'll outwork anyone. We may not always win every game because we may not be executing, but we outwork everyone. We out-hustle everyone, and we come prepared to play. And that has been far from the case over the last five games for the Badgers. It is not a classic Bo Ryan team that we've been watching. The defense hasn't been there like it normally is. The aggressiveness is not there. The preparation is not sound. The fundamentals are not good. All things that Ryan harps on, demands out of his team, they were there for the first 16 games and have since been lost, and they'll need to find that again if they want to make any noise in the NCAA tournament. We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Tony Smith of Fox Sports Wisconsin, former Marquette player, former Milwaukee Buck, former LA Laker. We'll talk to him about the Bucks. What direction do they go in? What has he seen from the Bucks this year that they can build on? Can Milwaukee compete with the likes of markets such as LA, New York, and Miami? We'll ask him all that and more. Coming up, you're listening to AMPM Sports, ESPN 1005.com.